NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past. An exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name of Bert L. Standish. Today, The Pigskin Problem. For the past week, the Yale football team has been preparing for the invasion of a powerful Cornell 11. As our story opens, it's just 2 days before the opening game, and the Yale varsity, led by Frank and Bart, is holding its last scrimmage against the Scrubs.
Okay, over here. All right, men, I want you to try that book lateral again. This time, make those blocks stick. You can't get away with that kind of sloppy work against Cornell. Now get going.
Right. Come on, gang, line up.
You want a live tackle this time, coach?
Yes, I want you Scrubs to hit them hard when they break through the line. Now move.
Come on, Frank. Let's show him some real running this time.
All right, here goes. Signals. 33, 23, 45, 28. Hike. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Watch out. That's the way. Cut, Merriwell. Look out, Hodge. You missed that block.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I should have taken him out.
Well, nice tackle, Woodward. All right, come on. Try it again. You'll do this all night if you don't get it right.
Come on, Frank, on your feet.
Just a second, Bart.
Frank, what's wrong?
It's my ankle.
Very well. Are you hurt?
Oh, it's nothing, Coach. Just as I was tackled, I twisted my ankle a little. I think I can stand on it all right.
Was it my fault, Frank?
Oh, of course not, Jeff. That was a good, clean tackle.
All right, man, don't crawl around him. Where's Doc? I wanted to look at this.
Well, Doc just went in the field house. He'll be back in a few minutes,
oh,
Coach.
Oh, confound it. He's never around when I want him. All right, Frank, let's get that shoe off. I want to look at that ankle myself.
Oh, here, Frank, I'll untie it for you.
Thanks, Bart. Oh, well, that's where it hurts.
Oh, gosh, Coach, it's starting to swell.
Yeah, so I see. I don't like the looks of this, Frank. You may not make the Cornell game.
Oh, not make the game? Oh, a little thing like this ankle won't keep me out of there Saturday.
I'm not so sure. I don't want to take any chance of your aggravating it. After all, we need you the rest of the season.
Well, gosh, Coach, that'd be terrible. Without Frank, we could lose the opening game.
You don't have to draw a diagram for me, Hodge. It looks to me like Frank is out of the game.
Chocolate soda and 2 lime phosphates, Isabel.
Coming up, Frank. How's your ankle, Frank? You feel any better?
Oh, sure, it's fine now.
That's not the way Doc tells it.
Why, Bart? Is it really bad? Will it keep him out of the game Saturday?
Oh, of course it won't. I'm going to play as long as we have a fast, dry field for the game.
Dry field? You mean if it rains on Saturday, you might not be able to play?
I'll say he couldn't. But Doc says on a wet field, Frank might injure that ankle and be out for the rest of the season.
But this is awful. Didn't you see today's paper?
Well, not yet. Why?
Well, there's a storm heading north up the coast, and they predict rain for Saturday.
Rain? Oh, that's dandy.
Oh, here you are, folks.
Oh, thanks, Isabel. Here you are. Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about that, Enza. Those weather reports are seldom reliable, especially 2 days in advance.
I know, but it'd be just our luck to have it rain. Cornell will be plenty rough and without you in there most of the game.
Oh, stop worrying, Bart. When I'm not in there, Jeff Woodward can take over. He's a very good back.
Yeah, maybe so. He has a lot to learn. He hasn't the experience to work full-time in a big game.
Well, maybe the weather prediction is wrong. I bet it'll probably be clear Saturday.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Say, speaking of Jeff Woodward, did you know his girl was coming down from New London for the weekend?
No, I didn't even know he had a girl.
Oh, yes, her name is Janet Whitney.
Oh?
I went to school with her. She's coming to the game, of course, and I was hoping she'd get to see Jeff play.
Well, then don't worry, Enza. She might see plenty of Jeff on Saturday. You know, Bart, in case of rain, we've got to dope out a whole new strategy.
Yeah, I'll say we've got to. We better call on the coach tonight.
Good. We'll drop by his place as soon as we see Enza home.
All I've got to say is the strategy better be good. Without you in there Saturday, I have a hunch we'll be in for a real licking.
You were right. I just spoke to the man at the weather tower on the telephone.
What did he say, Coach?
Will it rain Saturday?
He says there's a big storm working its way up the coast, and unless something unforeseen happens, it'll hit New Haven sometime Saturday afternoon.
Oh. Well, maybe it'll hold off until after the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, but we can't count on it.
No, it'll probably start right in the middle of the game.
I only hope it does hold off that long, Bart. Now, look, boys, I've got an idea.
Yeah? What?
I want you both to tell me what you think of it.
Well, what is it, sir?
Well, just this. Now, if the field is dry at the kickoff, I'm going to start you, Frank. Then, if it looks like the rain is coming, I've got a couple of tricks to pull out of the bag. Plays I've been saving for the Harvard game.
Harvard game?
Yeah, that's right. Now, we're going to build up an early lead. Cornell is a big, heavy team, but I don't think they can score too often against us in the mud, even without Frank.
But are you sure you want to use those Harvard plays for this game, Coach?
Why not? We certainly can't risk losing to Cornell, and we'll dope out a way to beat Harvard later on. Now, what do you think of the plan?
Well, just one trouble. We'll need a pretty good kicker in there once the rain starts in order to protect our lead.
What about this sophomore Woodward, Frank? I've been watching him in practice. He seems to be a natural kicker.
Well, Jeff's good, all right. But can he kick in the rain?
Well, what's the matter with finding out in practice tomorrow afternoon? Well,
nothing, except it's not going to rain until the next day, remember?
Well, that won't stop Jeff from kicking a wet ball. We'll soak one in water and roll it in the dirt to get it good and muddy. Then we'll see how he handles it.
Sure.
Hey, good idea.
I hope he can do more with the thing than I can.
We'll see. What do you think, Coach?
I think I'm going to keep my fingers crossed from now until Saturday night. And now you two better get a little sleep. I want the whole squad out as early as possible tomorrow. We've got a lot of work to do.
Hey, Jeff, those were some kicks. I don't see how you can manage a wet ball like that.
Oh, never mind how he does it, Bart. Just be thankful that he does. It may save the game for us tomorrow.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, say, there's Inza sitting on the bench. Let's go over there and join her, huh?
That suits me. I'm all tuckered out from chasing those kicks of Jeff.
You were running quite a bit, weren't you?
Hi there. How's that sore ankle, Frank?
Oh, practically as good as new, Inza. In fact, I don't see why they won't let me play the whole game.
Maybe they will if the rain holds off, Frank.
Don't count on that. Tonight's paper says rain for sure tomorrow.
Oh, I think they're right, too. Look at that sky.
It sure is rotten luck for us.
Cheer up, Jeff. It's a break for you. Now you'll get a chance to show Janet how you can play football.
But if you're not in the game, Frank, I probably won't look so very good.
Oh, cut it out. You'll probably end by beating me out of my quarterback job.
Some chance of that.
Hey, speaking of Janet, what time do you expect her to arrive, Jeff?
She's coming on the morning train, according to her last letter.
Oh, good. Then you can meet her at the station and bring her right over to Aunt Belle's. We'll all have lunch together before the game. Janet's an old friend of mine, you know.
Gosh, that would be swell. It's a date.
Uh-oh.
All right,
goes the coach.
Back in there, go on.
Come on, Jeff, Bart. We can talk about that later. Right now, we've got to go back to work.
There now. Everything's ready for lunch. All we have to do is wait for Jeff to show up with Janet.
Well, I hope they're not too long. We have to finish lunch within a half hour because of the game.
Well, they should be here by now. The train was due 20 minutes ago.
Oh, Frank, look. Pulling up outside the house. An automobile.
Oh, say, that's a pretty fancy one, too.
Well, I'll say it is. A brand new Daimler, isn't it, Frank?
I think so.
Look at those brass carriage lamps.
Oh, yes. I've run across pictures of them in the illustrated magazines, but it's the first one I've actually seen.
Yeah, me too. What a beauty. And look at that, a chauffeur driving it.
Now, who in the world? Why, that's Janet getting out of the back seat.
Well, who's the young man with her?
I don't know. I've never seen him before.
Yeah, and what happened to Jeff?
Oh, come on. Let's meet them at the door. Janet, it's good to see you again, dear.
Oh, Isa, darling, you're looking prettier than ever.
How's Aunt Belle?
Oh, just fine, thanks. I wanted to meet some of my friends, Frank Merriwell and Bart Hodge.
Oh, hello there.
How do you do?
I've heard Isa speak of both of you so many times, and now I want all of you to meet somebody. This is Willis Cole.
How do you do?
Willis was kind enough to drive me down from New London in his automobile.
Oh, how nice. Are you staying for the game, too, Mr. Cole?
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Frankly, football bores me, but Janet had an extra ticket, so I agreed to come along.
Well, that was certainly nice of you.
Well, then, of course, you'll stay with us for lunch, won't you?
Well, I don't want to impose.
Of course he'll stay, Inza. It's all settled.
In that case, I'd better tell James to take the car into town. I'll only be a minute.
Well, before you send him away, could Bart and I have a look at your car? We've never seen a Daimler up close.
To be sure. Come along.
Oh, come on, Bart.
Right with you. We'll only be a minute.
Take your time. My, they seem like awfully nice boys, Inza.
They are. But tell me, who is this young man with the car? You never mentioned him to me.
Willis? Well, I haven't known him very long, but he's awfully attractive. And his family has simply piles of money.
I can see that. But what about Jeff?
Well, what about him?
I mean, will he like having this young man around for the weekend? After all...
Oh, what if he doesn't? Jeff has no claims on me. After all, we're not engaged yet, you know.
But what about the dance tonight? You're going with Jeff, aren't you?
Well, I'm not sure. Willis wants me to go with him. He's really awfully persuasive.
But shouldn't you have told Jeff about this? He's down at the station right now waiting to meet your train.
He is?
Oh, dear, I really should have told him I was driving down instead, shouldn't I? Poor Jeff.
Well, the least we can do is call the station and let him know you're here. He'll be worried.
Of course, Enzo, you're perfectly right. We'll do it right now.
So you just wait, Janet. You're going to be very proud of Jeff in the game today.
Will you really get to play, Jeff?
I hope so, in the second half at least.
Oh, I do so hope we don't get drenched. Personally, I think it's going to rain. Don't you, Willis?
Well, no doubt of it. Your game will probably be postponed.
Not much chance of that, Mr. Cole.
No? And why not?
Well, what Frank means is they never postpone a football game for rain.
Never? You mean you actually play in the mud?
Of course we do. What did you think?
Well, I must say it sounds rather silly to me.
Silly?
But of course, I'm no authority on football, but it doesn't seem like good sense. Well, a person could catch pneumonia that way.
Don't mind Willis. He's only teasing. He'll love football once he understands it.
Well, speaking of the game part, we'd better get a move on. It's time to get to the field house.
Yeah, you're right. Come on.
Now, we hate to rush off like this, but we have to.
Of course, Frank. You boys go right ahead.
Well, as long as you're leaving, I'll go, too. I want to stop at the New Haven house and register. I won't have any place to dress for the dance tonight.
Are you going to the dance?
But of course. I'm escorting Janet.
Janet's going to the dance with me. Aren't you, Janet?
Well, I really haven't decided yet.
But, Janet, I thought...
After all, I haven't promised either one of you yet.
Well, yes, but... Well, when are you going to make up your mind?
Well, we'll see what happens during the game. If Yale wins...
Well, Janet, surely you're not going to let a silly football game decide who takes you to the dance tonight?
Well, I might, Willis. And then again, I might not. But speaking of the game, Jeff, aren't you going along with the others?
No, I don't have to yet. I'm not going into the game until the second half.
You're not? Oh, but why?
It's part of our strategy for the game. You'll see. Coach wants me to stay in the field house and rest all through the first half, so I'll be fresh when I'm needed.
Oh, my goodness, how exciting. Did you hear that, Willis? Jeff is actually part of the strategy.
Very flattering, I'm sure. I trust it doesn't backfire.
If you knew Jeff a little better, Mr. Cole, you wouldn't worry. But come along. We're late.
Hi, Frank. Bart. Say, one of you left these textbooks over at Enzo's. I brought them along.
Oh, those are mine. Thanks, Jeff. I must have left them on the library table.
Oh, wait a second, Frank. That one isn't a textbook.
Oh, this one on the bottom?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're right. It isn't mine.
Oh, then it's probably one of Enzo's books.
No, it's her Aunt Belle's. I recognize it now. Oh, one of her first editions, too. She'll wonder what happened to it.
I must have picked it up with the others by mistake. Gosh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right, Jeff. I'll take it back to her after the game. Here, I'll put them all on top of my locker for now.
Oh, by the way, Jeff, you better get dressed. The coach wants to give you a little pep talk before he goes out on the field.
All right, I'll hurry. I suppose I should have come along with you two, but, well, I wanted to be with Janet a little while at least without that Willis Cole.
Oh, stop worrying, Jeff. Wait until Janet sees you play in the game today. She'll forget all about that dude and that big car of his.
Do you think so, Frank?
I'm sure of it. All you have to do is play the way I know you can, and she'll never even look at him again.
In that case, Cornell, better watch out in the second half. I'm really going after them.
In just a moment, we'll return to the story. But first, here's a reminder about the University of Denver Youth Month Scholarship Frank Merriwell is giving away to some lucky boy or girl.
All right, here we go, gang. Let's see some real blocking.
Ready, Yale! Ready, Cornell! Here it comes. I've got it!
That's it, Bart. Now!
Take it, Frank. Let's go, gang!
It's working. It's working. Half the defense is tucked over here.
Come on, Frank. You've got your opening. Steve, Frank! Attaboy, Harry. Nice block. No, Frank, no! You're in the clear, run! Touchdown!
Oh, that's the way to do it.
That's one of them, Frank. Let's do it again.
Relax. Relax, the coach says. How can I relax when I don't know what's going on out there on the field? Uh-oh. What's this?
Jeff Woodward?
That's right. Who are you?
You wouldn't know me. I'm a hack driver, but I got a message for you.
Message for me? What is it?
You know a girl named Janet Whitney?
Sure, of course I do. She's out there in the stands watching the game.
Not the way I get it. She was in an accident on the way to the field. She's back at the Burridge house.
Accident? She hurt?
I don't know. All I know is I was told to get you and bring you over there. Now, come on.
But I can't go now. The half's almost over.
Can't go. Now, look, son, this is an emergency. Need you right away. I got my hack waiting outside.
I'll have to go, of course. Wait, I know.
Can you drive me back to the field after I see what this is all about?
Sure, why not?
All right, just wait till I get something from this locker and I'll be right with you.
Attaboy, Frank. Now get this extra point.
I'll try, Bart. Come on, gang, line up. All right, a kick formation. Signal, 23, 45, 23, 87. Fight, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, too bad, Frank. You missed.
I know. I couldn't seem to get anything behind that one.
Never mind. There's the half. At least we've got a 20-7 lead.
It's a good thing we have that lead. Look at that. It's starting to rain already.
Hey, nice going, Frank.
Oh, I'm sorry about that extra point, Coach. I couldn't quite make it.
That leg beginning to bother you?
I'm afraid so, sir, a little bit.
Well, you can rest it from now on. I'm putting Woodward in for the second half. It's starting to rain anyhow. All right, come on, all of you, into the dressing room.
Too bad you had to get dressed, Frank. I wish you could play this next half.
So do I. I wouldn't be much use. This bum ankle's acting up a little.
Oh, well, don't worry. We've got a big enough lead, and Jeff can hold him back in the rain with those kicks of his.
Oh, sure he can. Well, I better get moving.
Well, where are you going?
Inz is meeting me outside the dressing room. I'll watch the second half from the stands. And tell Jeff he better be good.
Don't worry, he will. Hey, come to think of it, where is Jeff?
What? I don't know. I don't see him around anywhere.
No, and I didn't see him when we came from the field. Did you?
No, Bart, I didn't. And he was supposed to stay here in the dressing room all through the first half.
What's the trouble now, boys?
It's Jeff Woodward, Coach. Have you seen him? He's not here in the locker room.
Not here? What? Well, he's got to be.
Well, he isn't. Look for yourself. We haven't seen him since we went out for the kickoff.
How do you like that? I'm depending on that boy this half. It'll mean the game if he doesn't show up.
Oh, yes, sir, I know. Say, wait a minute. Let me see something here.
Well, what's the idea, Frank? You can't find Jeff by looking on top of your locker.
You're wrong, Bart. I can. Coach, I think I know where he went.
Where? For the love of heaven, Frank, speak up.
I'd be willing to bet he went to the Burridge house.
The Burridge house at a time like this? What's he trying to do, ruin us?
Never mind, sir. Inz is waiting outside for me, and I can use her carriage. If it's humanly possible, I'll have Jeff Woodward back here in time for the last half. Come on, into the parlor.
What on earth are you looking for, Frank? Jeff isn't here. You can see for yourself. The house is empty.
Ah, here's what I was looking for. He may not be here now, but he has been here sometime during the game.
Honestly, Frank, I don't understand a word you're saying. What's that book got to do with Jeff being here?
Everything. Hey, wait a minute. Did you hear that?
What?
Shh, listen.
It sounded like it came from the pantry.
Then let's see what it is.
Let me out.
That is coming from the pantry, Frank. And look, the door's locked. How could that be? Aunt Belle never keeps it locked.
Quick, is there an extra key for this door around here?
Oh, yes, she keeps one in this kitchen drawer. I'll get it. Yes, here it is.
Good, let's have it.
Here, Frank.
Now to open this door.
Frank, thank goodness you made it.
Jeff!
Jeff, how in the world did you get here?
That hack driver tricked me. He told me Janet was in an accident, and I came here with him to see her.
In an accident? What nonsense. Janet's back at the game. I left her at the end of the half.
Of course she is in it. But what was the idea, Jeff? Who was he?
I don't know. When we got here, he led me into the pantry. First thing I knew, he pushed me in the closet and locked the door.
I'd like to get my hands on that fellow. Now we've got to get you back to the field.
What about the game? How much have I missed?
By the time we get you back, it'll be most of the third quarter, I'm afraid.
I wish someone would tell me what this is all about.
I will, as soon as I can, Inza. Right now, we've got to get Jeff back to save the game. Come on! We're coming to the field, Jeff. Get ready to jump out.
I'm all set.
Oh, look at this rain. Isn't it awful?
All the more reason to get Jeff in that game as quickly as we can. No telling what's happened by now. Here we are.
Boy, up! Wait. Frank, look over there. That's the hack that took me to the Burridge house.
That's a piece of luck. Is the driver the same one, too?
No, he's not the man. I don't see him around anywhere.
Well, never mind that now, Jeff. Get in there and report to the coach. I'll take care of the rest of it.
Right. I hope I can do something to help.
Good luck, Jeff. Now what, Frank?
Wait here in the carriage, Inza. I'm going over to talk to that hack driver.
All right, Frank, but hurry. I don't want to miss any more of the game.
Don't worry, neither do I.
Well, afternoon, mister. You want to hire a hack?
No, driver, I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir. What do you want to know?
Did you drive a Yale football player anywhere during the last half hour?
Football player?
Yeah.
Lord bless me, no. Haven't you heard? Well, there's a game on this afternoon. Why would a football player be riding around in a hack?
Are you sure? Did you drive anyone during the past half hour?
No, I didn't. Well, not personally, that is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, now, I did rent out the hack to a party.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't do any of the driving.
Well,
right around here, stayed here, as a matter of fact, until they brought the hack back again.
I see. Who was the man who rented it? Do you know him?
Never laid eyes on him, to my knowledge. Why?
But do you remember him? Could you describe him?
Describe him? Well, now, let me see. He's kind of tall.
Yes,
maybe
yes.
Not quite as tall as you.
I see.
Yeah, he wore some kind of a driver's cap, you know.
Yeah.
Automobile goggles on it. That's about all I can do.
Thanks very much.
No, that's all right, mister. Sorry I couldn't be more help.
You've been a big help, sir. You've told me everything I needed to know. Now to get back to that game, I don't want to miss this last quarter.
I guess so. But look here, Janet. It's raining and we're getting wet. Can't we leave now? After all, Cornell has the game won.
Leave now? I should say not. I want to watch Jeff play. Isn't he wonderful? Besides, the game isn't lost. You'll see.
I never heard of anything so childish in my life.
Willis Cole, how can you sit there and say... Oh, here comes Inza at last. And look, Frank Merriwell's with her. Here we are, Inza.
Oh, my goodness, I thought we'd never get back.
Now, what's the score now?
It's 21 to 20. Cornell,
oh, they blocked two of our kicks before Jeff got into the game.
Oh, if I only hadn't missed that extra point.
Oh, it wasn't your fault, Frank. You shouldn't even have played that long with your bad ankle.
You never mind, Frank. Jeff's doing wonderfully since he's been in the game. Just watch him.
That's what I'm going to do, but he's really got his work cut out for him now. They'll have to kick.
Oh, but look at the clock, Frank. There isn't enough time to win.
There's
now.
There's always time if we can get our hands on that ball.
Oh, what's happened? What's the referee waving his arms
it's
for?
An official timeout. They're wiping the ball off so Cornell can kick it.
I've had enough. We'll catch our death of cold sitting here. Anyhow, the game is as good as over. Come along, Janet.
You can go if you want to, Willis, but I'm staying here until the end of the game.
And I advise you to stay too, Cole.
You what?
It's the least you can do, Cole. You tried hard enough to make Yale lose this game. Now you're going to sit right here and watch them win it.
Well, just what do you mean by that remark?
Exactly what I said. You had your chauffeur trick Jeff away from the dressing room. You had him locked up in the Burridge house so that he couldn't play in the second half.
Willis, you didn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't bother to lie, Cole. Jeff can identify your chauffeur easily enough once he sees him. When we take that man of yours to the police, he'll talk. Don't worry.
Oh, this is terrible. Why, it's the most disgraceful thing I ever heard of. Mr. Cole, I never want to speak to you again.
I'm getting out of here. I don't care what you
say. Oh, no, you're not. Sit down and stay down. You're watching the rest of the game whether you like it or not. Come on, yeah, let's go.
Block a kick.
Look out, Dan. Here it comes.
I've got it. I've got it.
Come on, Bart. Run. Look out. They've got your trap. Lateral. Lateral.
Go ahead, you Jeff. Dan, take off.
Got it.
That's the way. Dig. Dig, Jeff. You're making it. You're making it over a touchdown.
Surely we'd lost it.
Well, we would have without those long kicks of Jeff's in the last quarter.
Yes, and it wouldn't even have been that close if Jeff could have started the second half.
All because of that Willis Cole. I was never so furious with anybody in my life. What ever made him do a thing like
well,
that?
Well, I'm afraid you did, Janet.
I? Frank, you're joking.
Well, it was because of you, at least. He was jealous of Jeff, and he thought it would help matters to keep him out of the game.
What a dirty trick to play on anybody.
Yeah, it sure was. But how did you ever find out about all this, Frank?
Well, Cole was rather stupid about the whole affair. He had his chauffeur spirit Jeff away, but instead of taking him someplace where he could be hard to find, he took him to the Burridge house.
But, Frank, how on earth could you guess Jeff was there? Nobody could have told you.
Well, as a matter of fact, Inza, Jeff did tell me.
What?
He told me by taking a book. And so, naturally, that's the first place I looked.
Oh.
Well, even after you did find Jeff, how did you know that Willis was behind all
you
this?
You see, he took this book and he left it where we were going to return it to your Aunt Belle. Well, that was pretty obvious, too, Bart.
Oh.
Now, whoever did it knew they would find Jeff alone in the dressing room during the first half. And yet, Willis Cole was the only outsider who knew our plan. Now, remember, we told him during the luncheon.
Gosh, that's right. Come to think of it, no one else could have known.
Well, in spite of everything, it turned out all right, and we won the game.
Just the same. I hate to see Willis get away with it. Too bad he can't be punished somehow.
Don't worry, Janet. He's being punished, all right.
He is? Oh, you mean me?
That's right, Janet. Something tells me Willis Cole will never dance with you again.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank returns in another of his celebrated exploits. But right now, get those pencils and papers and stay tuned for a special announcement from Frank himself. Frank?
Hello, boys and girls. All this week, we've been getting letters from you containing some wonderful essays on what youth means to the future of America.
I'll say we have, Frank. I'm just glad it's not up to me to pick the best one.
So am I. And incidentally, here's a tip for you. If you've already sent in your entry and you get some better ideas, send them along, too. You can write us just as many letters as you wish.
Oh, by the way, Frank, hadn't you better go over the rules of the contest for the benefit of those who missed it last week?
Good idea, Inza. Now, have you got your pencils and papers ready? Good. Now, it's very simple. You just write an essay or a short composition of 100 words or less. Have you got that? 100 words or less. And the topic is what youth means to the future of America. Now, I'll repeat that subject again. What youth means to the future of America.
Yes, sir, that's all you have to do. And address your entry to Frank Merriwell, National Broadcasting Company, New York 20, New York.
Is that all the address you need, Bart?
That's all. Frank Merriwell, National Broadcasting Company, New York 20, New York.
Now, the essays will be judged on the basis of originality of thought and logic in presentation. And the writer of the winning essay will receive the University of Denver Youth Month Scholarship. Now, that's a 4-year full-tuition scholarship at the University of Denver in Denver, Colorado.
And better not wait too long to write your compositions. Remember, the contest closes on midnight of October 6th.
Correct. To be eligible for the prize, your letter must be postmarked not later than midnight, October 6th. And remember, every boy and girl in America is eligible. It doesn't matter whether you'll be ready for college this year or 20 years from now.
You better get busy and write today. There isn't much time.
And write just as often as you want. And tell all your friends about the contest, too.
Well, there it is, boys and girls. Let's hear from you on what youth means to the future of America. And be with us the same time next week for some more news about the contest. Until then, the best of luck to all of you.
Thank you, Frank. The decision of the judges in this contest is final.